This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, good afternoon or good evening, wherever you be in the world. There we go. Had the music come back on a little bit there. Just checking you guys out, see if you're listening or not. This is Ralph Crummett Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And first hour is how to meet a traffic citation in less than about 60 hours in Minnesota. Going to have John Thornton come on, and it's getting to be fun. The ruling case law stuff, I have an email address for people with the IRS issues or other that's better, is irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I'm going to be putting out for people to get their subscriptions up to date on because I haven't been posting much for about a month. I'm going to start posting your stuff on my homepage. I've got the information on how to get a lot of it started, but I just got too many things on the agenda, so it's got to take a back seat. So I'm going to start posting more stuff. I'm going to be posting John's stuff on the traffic citation to the IRS list, and also the mandamus that we did up there in for people in a Rappert's case in Minnesota that too hot to handle. And Rappert's case right now is up for a habeas corpus ad subjunctive next week. And then the post-conviction relief is due October the 8th. And I don't know what is that. Let's do, I guess, it'll be due Sunday. Interesting. Anyway, that case has gone from a 40 years down to 50 days, and we did a mandamus on Rappert's case, and too hot to handle, and they used rules for attorneys to kick it back. Did a thing in to get a post-conviction relief, and got a different judge and a different prosecutor, and according to Richard, why they were a different, Sendyk, the original judge, S-E-N-Y-K, thought he'd get it back and thought there'd be nothing there, but I guess the demeanor of the court and the new prosecutor was different. So, things are going to get hotter yet. We're going to go out with a bang this year. We are going to get into the Federal Court of Claims. I'm going to be talking the second hour about this last part that was been missing. I couldn't figure it out. Now I've got it. And now I'm putting the modules together on it, is on this private law. And when you do the private law stuff, it's adjudicating, and I'm going to talk about that the second hour. This is really, you got to hand it to these people, the powers of principalities of evil. It is it's very very slick, but that's all right. Truth prevails down the road. It's just taken a while to understand this stuff. I've had a lot of these different little pieces, but I couldn't make them work together and prove them. You have to be able to have evidence to prove this stuff. And this ruling case law and Amjur 1 are just chock full of cases before they started to they sanitize it, like in the Corpus Juris Secundum, the second. These later versions, they will reference the issues with maybe a paragraph or so on, and then reference you back to like ruling case law of 1919 or 1929 is the version of the volumes that I have. And who's got those? Where are you going to find them? I don't know how many law libraries, if any, very few probably even have these, and they sure as the heck aren't going to have them out on the shelf where you get access to them. Maybe Gonzaga Law Library, that's one that I've got a lot of books out of, which there are only a few left in the whole world, because I go to the, I get a hold of the UAA library, and they can check these particular volumes and see where they exist in the world. And if some of these that I'm going to make available, or if you're on the IRS list and you have Skype and you want them, you can get them now. About Title 18 and Title 28 of 1948 with the revisioner's notes and where they changed statutes into rules. We've been conned, folks. And the whole issue, which I'm going to be talking about the second hour, is the same thing of this... When you sign up, it's called an implied in law contract. I want a benefit. I want a particular status. I want to go to the in-rem side of life where you could come after my property and I have no defense. That's where we're headed. And working with a gentleman up in Minnesota, he has the same thing in his property in Minnesota. Is going back to the 1862 Homestead Act, where it says in the statute of Congress, absolute title is transferred under Homestead Act. That means possession, that means right of possession, and that means right of property. Right of possession is what's called legal owner, the right to use it of somebody else's stuff. And the right of property is the thing that we touch and see. And there has been ever since Blackstone's, I think it's Volume 2, page 199. That's Blackstone's Commentaries, Volume 2, page 199. It's English common law. It's been that way in this country. Still is. The Jews have figured out a way to get a security interest in it, called the Jewish Shatar, which I have a brief on that. That is your mortgage. It's just amazing. When the lights finally come on, you see the scam that we are being subjected to. And we're not taught any of this stuff. I guarantee you, I wasn't taught any of it. And most people can't even follow the argument because it's so foreign to the way we are brought up, to what we think we know that's not so. It's a shocker. We think you have a republic? No. It's all there. But we, you and me, have agreed to sign away our inalienable rights under the Creator. We want what's called private law or local law. And when you sign up for that side, which I'll be talking about the second hour, the adjudication of a court is it's already done. It's a done deal. That's pretty shocking. And how did they accomplish that? Well, like I say, we're going to be talking about that the next hour here. I'm waiting for John to show up. He should be calling in a minute here. John Thornton out of Minnesota. And he was out riding his motorcycle. I think his wife may have been with him. I don't know. He enjoys riding a Honda. It's a six-cylinder. It's got a lot of horsepower, way more horsepower. I had a 450 and a 750 Honda, four-cylinder, way back when. But the horsepower that the 750 had compared to what the some of these motorcycles today are just, I mean, oh God, they're just like a rocket on two wheels. With one wheel driving and one wheel to hopefully keep it pointed in the right direction and about two to keep it upright. I enjoyed riding motorcycles, but it's a very dangerous thing to do. You got to be extremely proactive on defensive driving because people will not see you. They will look down a road, even with a headlight on, and they will not see you. They'll pull right out in front of you. They're looking for cars. It's just, there's a lot of stuff. And gravel, of course, my wife was killed on a corner where they had gravel, and it wasn't good enough, and Cheryl died. I didn't see it, and flipped the motorcycle over. I survived, didn't have any problems at all, and we were just across the county line, and the paramedics folks, they wouldn't come across the line. Needless to say, I was pissed. I don't know if it probably made any difference or not, but it's not a good thing to sit there and be able to see the building where they have all of the stuff, ambulances and stuff, and they won't come across the county line. Just, you can't make this stuff up, that people would be that bad anyway. So, well, if John doesn't call in here in a little bit here, I'm going to start on this, excuse me, on this private law thing until he shows up here. And what is it? What is private law? It's got to have a meaning. We have to be able to prove this stuff. And one of the cases that I was looking at, which was the shocker that got me to thinking about this, I saw this private law. Well, the first thing is I couldn't figure out why is the state income tax piggybacked on the federal income tax? And, of course, the obvious question, which has been around for a long time, I'm not the guy that thought of that, where is the known legal duty to file a Form 1040? There is no statute for the duty that is owed. So how do they pull that off? People go to jail all the time over IRS issues. They want our consent, our signature. But it's not the duty. It's the return. Stop and think about that. How can I want money returned? There must be, what was the reason I gave the money in the first place? Where did I sign up? How did I get in this mess? Return requires that there was something preceding the return. They have my stuff, my money, and I want it back, some of it. So there is no way that you can ask for something back if something doesn't precede it. You can't return something if something, part of something, if it didn't exist to begin with. Where is the statute that creates the duty? There is none, which we know. I'm not the first person to bring this up. It's been around for decades that there is no known legal duty to do it. So how do they do this? How do they pull it off right in front of our eyes when people go to jail all the time? They don't understand the concept. They don't understand the con. It's a con job, criminal con job. And it gets back to the biblical Esau that sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge and some lentil beans. The right to own property and who you are. We have to understand who we are in this world. and being inalienable rights from the Creator is not a popular thing to be, because that means you're a citizen of one of the countries, the 50 countries in our republic, with its own constitution, with its own laws, and its own citizens. Inalienable rights does not exist for a citizen of the United States. There is no right for the elective franchise. Supreme Court said so. There is no right on discrimination for citizens of the United States, as far as only against state actors and state law. If they operate so that when I go to vote or employment or whatever, it's like Congress sitting up there in the fictional world, and they, because they couldn't reach us, so they did the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. 13th, of course, is about discrimination, and of course the 14th is subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which people don't understand. And the 15th, the right to vote. Right to vote is the act of showing up and doing something at the voting thing. The elective franchise suffrage is the right of the people, our actual right to be there and to vote for public officers. A big difference, and people just can't grasp the concepts. I've got a module built on that. And so we get back to the Internal Revenue criminals. How do they get us hooked into it? Well, we have to brainwash the schools, put in these professors that operate on feelings. We abandon the Constitution and the law, and we go by feeling. Like this, these just irritates me to no end. This National Football League, what a communist outfit that is. They won't stand for the national anthem, and they have no idea about what that flag stands for. Yeah, it's a symbol of our country, our way of life, and the people that fought and died to keep that flag standing when it was written. And they're saying, oh, it's about blacks are being suppressed. Like, holy hell they are. Are blacks being shot by cops? Absolutely. There's more white people shot by cops than blacks. Who's the biggest killer of black people? Black people. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we will talk about the facts, because that wouldn't go anywhere. Who's the majority of these people that are standing on the sideline? Black people. That's right. It's a fact. They're making millions, and they're being suppressed? Man, I'd like to be suppressed like that. A couple years? Well, a year would do me good. Nonsense. Total. They can't even, some of them can't, aren't smart enough to even put a couple of sentences together. It's unbelievable. They have no respect for our country, no respect for the millions of men and women fought and died, injured, no limbs, fought and died so that they could be free and make billions and bitch. And they don't even know what they're bitching over. You can't buy, that's just, this is just shocking to the conscience. That these people don't even understand that they're undermining their own, quote, benefits of who do you think pays the bill? NFL, I guess, is a tax-exempt entity. I have no idea how they pulled that one off. It's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to get to more of this. Hang on.
Folks, we're living. living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and tried to get the call-in number for John here. He'll be calling in just a minute here. I got to find the number here. I don't know what the call-in number is for, because I don't ever call in. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. So, anyways... I'm going to continue on with this, but we'll get with John here when he calls in now. He's going to be calling in, but this is really slick. You have to admire how they have got us to agree to this and not even know that we're doing it, and then fight to support them being the masters and us being slaves. It shocks the conscience. I don't know. While he's calling in here, he's getting the number. He should be calling in a second here. It's called implied in law contracts. Therein is one of the keys. And what are implied in law contracts? Okay. Well, John, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Why don't you give us a rundown here of... You bad boy on a motorcycle. What did you do?
Well, I was just taking a pleasure ride through a small town in Minnesota called Henderson. It labels itself the sauerkraut capital of the world. And I was heading out of town to the east, and the speed zones change pretty quick there. So it's 30 miles an hour as you're heading out of town or in town, and as you head out of town, there's a 55-mile-an-hour sign, and it's separated by a bridge that's about two or three hundred feet long. And I start accelerating when I see the 55 sign, and a local yokel cop coming the other way, and she hits her rollers and does a U-turn, pulls me over. Proceeds to tell me I was doing 52 and a 30. Asks for my state sponsor permission slip, and proceeds to go back and do a check on what have you, criminal records, whatever they do.
In this bridge were you? Were you just entering the bridge, or are you getting ready to leave it?
I was heading out of town, so I was heading into the 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Were you on the bridge yet or not?
I hadn't hit the bridge yet. When she finally stopped me, I was about 30 feet short of the bridge.
Okay.
So, go ahead. But as you know, that's of no consequence because there's no damage party. But so she brings back a ticket and says, "Well, you've got a pretty clean driving record. I cut your brake, and I just marked you for 39 and a 30 to give you a break." And I didn't say anything. And I advise anyone, when you're in a situation like that, I engage the cop as little as possible. Say as little as possible. Say nothing. That's not the place to deal with it. So, after I got the ticket, I determined I was gonna fight it. You fight them all. It's just extortion. It's money. So I called the number on the ticket, and because it wasn't in the Ramsey Hennepin area of Minneapolis St. Paul, it was in an outer ring county called Sibley County, which is in their county seat is in Gaylord, Minnesota. It's a rural community. I've got several friends out that way. So I had to call the court directly, and they set a court date for October 9th at 1 o'clock and sent that in the mail the next day. About, I'd say a week later, I got a piece of correspondence from some woman claiming to be the city attorney for the city of Henderson, wanted me to contact her to discuss the ticket. So I did call her back, and she proceeded to ask me if I wanted to go to trial. I said, "Well, I called for trial date." Excuse me. And she says, "Well, you know, in a situation like this, I like to, I like to make an attempt to offer somebody with a fairly clean driving record like yours," is the way she put it, an opportunity to maybe plead to something. And I said, "Well, I intend to go to trial with this. You could just drop it." She said, "Oh, no." She said, "If you, I'm going to offer you a 6-month stay of proceedings, which means if you're called, I think it's called an Article 15 or an Article 15 petition."
Hold on a minute. We're going to break. We'll be back in a second.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and we're talking about John just slayed a traffic citation a little bit over 48 hours. Go ahead.
So I proceeded to talk to this woman who asked me to give her a call, and she, again, made the offer to have me sign something, a plea of guilty, and pay a fine. I think she said $135. And she said, I'll give you until, and I think I talked to her on a Monday. She was going to give me till that Friday at 4 o'clock to decide. But if you don't, the officer will testify that you were, in fact, doing 52 and a 30, not 39 and a 30. And I called her and I said, well, wait a second. The ticket says 39 and a 30. Are you telling me that you've got information that's been withheld that I don't have? Well, I don't have it here in front of me. Then 5 minutes into the conversation, she reads it directly from the officer's report. I said, wait a second. I thought you said you didn't have it in front of you. Now you're quoting it? And she said, well, let's stop and start over. And I just said, yes, let's. And we go back and forth, and she was very arrogant, antagonistic, and I told her I'd consider her offer, and I hung up. I then proceeded to receive several pieces of mail from her, which she considered evidentiary in nature. There was a spreadsheet that was purported to be a tuning evidence of the device that measured speed, and then there was another a document that purported to be a log for the that particular police officer for that day. And there was no relevance in anything she had sent me. It's stuff I could all made up in an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document myself. Nothing was sworn to. Nothing was attested to. And I had said to her, I asked her, I said, does this ticket represent a valid cause of action? And as soon as I said that, she asked me if I was an attorney, which I thought was funny. so then I... I proceeded to look into things and assisted me with some research to put together a discovery packet, which we went ahead and did. And she made it very clear, you know, if you want to, she sent a final follow-up after our conversation in the form of a letter that said, you know, if this is my final offer. If you want to go to trial, that's cool with me, is I believe how she put it. So we then proceeded to put together a and I've done Brady requests in the past, but nothing to the extent that you had researched on. And a Brady request is essentially to keep it simple and clean. It's a request for evidence in a criminal action, but you expanded on it quite a bit. We also got into aspects of what her relationship was to the city and what was her compensation package to the city, and was she receiving compensation differently for innocent pleas or convictions or for plea bargains. And we called into question the police officer and the nature of her relationship with the so-called city. Just a lot of really great questions that everybody should be asking when they're in a court and there is no verified complaint and there is no damaged park. We did that along with my status, and I think we also had the 38 congressional record in there, amongst a couple other pieces of evidence. And we sent that along. I think I sent that last Friday to her, and then we followed up with a copy to the court along with a cover sheet. There was a notice to the court and put them on notice that, you know, if jurisdiction is improving, they're held liable. The judge can't escape responsibility if third jurisdiction has been challenged. And so everybody understands everything that we were sending was jurisdictional in nature. I had not had a so-called appearance. I had not made any pleadings. And there's no reason to until you find out who and what you're dealing with. I think we also got into terms and definitions of court, of fine, of police. Because you can drive a truck through the hole that they're all interpretive, and what they do is they count on people to just kind of go along and take the path of least resistance. So we got all that sent in. I think the court received their copy on Tuesday. I think this woman received her copy on Monday. And I think it was Thursday of last week, my wife had called me and said that there was something from the court. When I got home, it was a motion to dismiss, which was granted by the judge. And the reason for the dismissal, and I'm using the attorney's words exactly, is in the interest of equity. In the public interest, in the interest of equity, mm-hmm. that this act should be dismissed.
So isn't that special?
What's not,
just like, just
isn't
that quick,
special?
Huh?
That yeah. quick. That there were things in there that she didn't want to, and it's a petty misdemeanor. I'm not saying that you're going to have a fight on your hands when you're dealing with these people because they're in the business of extortion. But there's obviously questions being raised there, and I can't stress how strongly enough how important your status is. Because without that status, they operate under an assumption of citizen of the United States, which is. Operates at the whimsy of the so-called legislature, and they might as well arrest you for wearing brown shoes or what have you. So
let me give you some specifics of some of the stuff that was in there for people listening.
Sure.
Yep. One of the best cases is Strickler, Strickler, Strickler versus Green, and that's 527 U.S. 262. It's a 1999 case, 527 U.S. 262. Let me read some of this. In Brady, now there's what's called inculpatory evidence, and there's what's called exculpatory evidence. Inculpatory evidence is what's going to hang you, and exculpatory is what's going to help you. It helps your side. The Brady, in Brady, is they have to give you all of the stuff. The court held that the suppression by the prosecution of evidence favorable to the accused upon request violates due process where the evidence is material either to guilt or to punishment, irrespective of good faith or bad faith of the prosecution. We have since held that the duty to disclose such evidence is applicable, though even there has been no request by the accused. That's U.S. versus A-G-U-R-E-S. That's in this case. And that the duty encompasses impeachment evidence as well as exculpatory. Oh, we can impeach them bastards because they aren't even public officers. And if there is a reasonable probability that the evidence has been disclosed to the defense, the result of the preceding would have been different. Another Supreme Court case. Known only, moreover, the rule encompasses evidence known only to the police investigators and not to the prosecutor. Whoa! Another Supreme Court. The individual prosecutor has a duty to learn of any favorable evidence known to the others acting on the government's behalf in this case, including the police. And it goes on down farther into this, and it says the evidence at issue must be favorable to the accused either because it is exculpatory or because it is impeaching. That evidence must have been suppressed by the state either willfully or inadvertently, and prejudice must have ensued. That is Strickler versus Green.
Powerful.
That was the thing on the evidence.
Powerful stuff.
Yep, that's 527 U.S. 262, page 280 to 282. That is a killer Supreme Court case based on holdings of Supreme Court. And by the way, you do not have to exit an automobile. And why would I not get out of an automobile? I'm in fear of my life because these cops operate under...
Use of force continuum.
Right, the use of force continuum, which I have a copy of the troopers, they can escalate up to including killing you based on what you do. And how they get out of this, I'm under fear of my life. I'm not going to get out of my car unless you you want to arrest me, and then you better tell me why you're going to arrest me. What's the charge before I budge?
Right.
That's a killer. Okay, so that was one of the things that we did in this thing. Something that they don't do in Alaska, but they do in Minnesota, they had a private law firm. The law firm of Nelson and Jones, LTD.
Right.
Wait a minute.
That's replete in Minnesota, Ralph. I mean, I can tell you for a fact that when I've been in traffic court in the past, there's law firms that are convicting people of so-called DWIs in the morning for a particular city in which they've got a contract. In the afternoon, they're defending people in a different city with the very same charge. It's just it's incredible. Raft is incredible.
So wouldn't a person want to know what the contract said? And don't they have a conflict of interest if they're making money off of it?
Of course they do.
So these are some of the questions that we brought up when we were putting this together. Is when we got a copy, and then, by the way, who is liable? Who's going to be sued here? Because you see, a true bona fide public officer is supposed to bond on his own property. That's in the Alaska statutes, by the way, which nobody has. They're supposed to put up two pieces of their own property to hold them accountable. So if you lie, that property is right there, and you can go immediately to it and get compensation. Well, if this is a private law firm and they have a contract, who do we sue?
Right.
Who is liable here? In reality, we have a private prosecutor, a contract private prosecutor prosecuting me. And then, but where does this person, Allison, get the authority to wheel and deal?
Right. And where does she get jurisdiction over me?
Right. And then the issue was also brought up in this. The motorcycle is owned by the state of Minnesota.
Correct.
Yeah, wait a minute here. Some of the judge and everybody's going, we got a lot of people here that got a problem. Who do we sue?
Right. It almost seems conspiratorial in nature, doesn't it?
And then the case that is really a good one is Stump, S-T-U-M-P, et al. That's E-T space A-L, but it's Stump versus Sparkman, S-P-A-R-K-M-A-N. So it's Stump, S-T-U-M-P, versus Sparkman, S-P-A-R-K-M-A-N, 435 U.S. 349. It's a 1978 case. A judge will not be deprived of immunity because the action he took was in error. was done maliciously and was in excess of his authority, but rather he will be subject to liability only when he was acted in, quote, clear absence of all jurisdiction, based on Bradley versus Fisher. And that's 13 Wall, that's W-A-L-L of 335.
Yep.
Yep, so these judges are liable.
Yep.
And then a really important case that I have used a lot. This is the court of O'Donnell versus United States, 289 U.S. 516. And this is Chief Justice Marshall, and he's quoting out of the Federalist. This is a killer, these two paragraphs. The judicial department comes home and its effects in every man's fireside. It passes on his property, his reputation, his life, his all. Is it not to the last degree important that he should be rendered perfectly and completely independent, with nothing to influence or control him but God and his conscience? I have always thought, from my earliest youth till now, the greatest scourge an angry heaven ever inflicted upon an ungrateful and a sinning people was an ignorant, a corrupt, and a dependent judiciary. Right. If the people value and wish to preserve their constitution, they ought never to surrender the independence of their judges. We do not have independent judiciary in Alaska, in Minnesota, in these United States.
We have employees that are citizens of the United States, federal employees.
That's
all of them.
That's all they are. And just like we have, people talk about, oh, the judges should be bonded, the clerks should be bonded. You go into I got the insurance. It's in the rules of court. Oh, they're bonded. Yay. I got the insurance policy from the state of Alaska. The judges and the clerks and everybody is all under a bond as employees so that they don't steal from the state of Alaska. The state of Alaska is the one that coops, so they can't steal from mama ship.
Right, that's
right.
It's
totally inverted because the official bond, this when they leave out the official, they just say bonded. The official bond is supposed to be, this is what keeps people honest. You go to be a sheriff, you have to put up your own personal, private property.
Right.
And then if it's already there, so if something happens, you can just come
happening,
and get it.
In essence, what's happening is, the insurance bonding is so you don't steal from the mafia down. But as long as you kick up tribute from those you feed upon that aren't part and parcel to your relationship, employee-employer relationship, have at it. Have a good time. Go to it.
None of these people have what's called a public office, and I've got this case. I've got a module on this, and I research. I spent a lot of time finding this stuff. And the best case on that is State versus Hawkins, and it's 257 P as in Paul, 411 Supreme Court of Montana, 1927. So it's 257 P 411. A public office of a civic nature. What is office? Office is where we, the people, have put a limited delegation of power to somebody else to do our stuff, to do our business. And we have it in three branches of government. And we all say we want to have a society, and we're going to have three branches, and this is where we are allowing you, and we're agreeing that you can do certain things. It's called a public officer. Of a civic nature, he must be created by the Constitution or the legislature. Two, he must possess a delegation of a portion of the sovereign power of the government. Employees do not, by the way. Three, the powers conferred and duties discharged must be defined directly or implied by the legislature or through legislative authority. Four, that duties must be performed independently without control of a superior power other than the law. Five, it must have some permanency and continuity. In addition, an officer must take and file an oath, an official oath, what's called an oath of office, as a public officer, and hold a commission or other written authority and give an official bond if the latter is required by proper authority. So you have to have a civil commission, which, by the way, in Alaska, in the Constitution, they have to be appointed. The statutory law says there has to be a civil commission with their name and their authority and all that. You know how many people have it in Alaska? None.
Zero.
And the state of Alaska says, well, we don't do civil commissions. Well, they don't have to. Because guess what? We, the people, say we do not want public officers. We don't want the inalienable rights because I want to have these people. I'm selling my birthright for a benefit. I want to be a citizen of the United States. Back in a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, there were a lot of other aspects that we did on this thing. Is it general law, public law, local law, private law? Does it only apply to citizens of the United States? Because that's all the adjudication that in Minnesota is all citizens of the United States says so. Boy, they did not want to go there. One of the things to ask for is all of the regulations for the police department. See, they operate because police officers are not peace officers. They're not sworn to keep the peace. They're law enforcement. They are their duty, and I'm not saying that they're bad. That's not what I'm saying. But their duty is to make us do certain things that we may not want to do. Because they're not peace officers, not there to keep the peace under the laws. They're there to force us to do certain things that we don't want to do. because they've conned us. They have a conflict of interest. The government-owned cars. I have the attorney-in-fact contracts out of Wasilla, Alaska. I gave away the right title and interest to the frickin' damn state of Alaska before I ever drove the new car off the lot. I said, I want to be controlled and pay a fee. Really? Well, I act stupid. Yep. Yepper. Who reads all this stuff? Well, I can do anything I want with a car, right? Except that if I go faster than somebody wants me to go, I run a stop sign, or don't do a complete 100% stop, end up being a safety issue. But if I don't do a stop, they take away my driver's license because I am driving their car. And if I owned that damn car, I'd want to drive people with driver's licenses. I'd want insurance because it's my stuff. I wouldn't trust these idiots I see out here in the road. They wreck them. They tear them up. I'd want insurance. As for the regulations, boy, those are a killer. I got the ones from the troopers. Anchorage will not give you. I'm going to get back after those guys because that's where I found out that in the Anchorage ordinances that the police only have the authority to write tickets for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. Yep. They can't touch you and me. Private property, can't do. And we have to sign it away. What is the use of force continuum that police use? This is out of the Troopers, Chapter 107. It says, keep in mind the proper officer, they call them officers, somebody makes them like a public officer, but no, they're not, they're officers. Just a nice name. Response can be thought of as a continuum that includes several stages from lowest to highest. Officer presence, that's one. Verbal persuasion, that's the next one. Directions and commands. Next one is soft, empty hand control. Next one is OC spray. Next one is OC projectiles. Next one is hard, empty hand control. Next one is electronic weapons and batons and deadly force. Now, I'm not criticizing the police. They got a tough job with the crazy world we live in today. That's not what I'm doing, so don't misunderstand that. But you just can't make this. This is just people do not know. That's why I never get out. I used to use the car. Would you get out of the car? No. Nope. Why? I'm in fear of my life because you use the use of force continuum. You could escalate this to deadly force. I'm in fear of my life. I got a door handle and a window that's only partially cracked between me and you. What's your problem, sir? Of course, I've had fun with them now. The last three times that they've stopped me, I said, wow, am I glad to see you. I want to report a stolen vehicle. God, you ought to see the look on these guys' face. Anyway, back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals.